The money has already been borrowed. The money has already been paid back. I've said this to Theresa May directly. I've also said to Leo Varadkar. London should allow that money to be redirected into that fund to be used to protect businesses and the economy around the border. We do know that Britain understands that they're going to have to try to mitigate some of this difficulty coming from Brexit. The European Union has said the same. This is money that's there. It's being paid back. It won't cost anybody any more money than they've already spent. So I think it is an idea well worth exploring.
From the point of view of the British Chancellor and his department, they may have been thinking we'll have this money back in the Exchequer to do with what we will. Will they be happy to divert that money into a separate fund?
Happy or not, I think it's important that they do it. You know, Brexit is a decision that was taken in England. It wasn't a decision taken in Ireland. In fact, people who were asked here voted against it. So this is something that's being done to us, and this is the area most affected by it. You know, we're looking in Derry trying to have a city deal to invest in a university, invest in infrastructure. Why not recognise that Derry is the regional, city regional capital of the North West, and also invest in Donegal by using this type of money? I think this is could be potentially a very beneficial thing for both sides of the border, and it's the least we can do to try to protect against what could be a very dangerous situation.
If you secure the agreement of Theresa May and the Exchequer to do this, how do you foresee this fund being administered? What sort of structure will have to be put in place, and who will effectively run it?
Well, I think you would have to set up a bureaucratic structure around it. As I say, I've already spoken to Theresa May about this. She was interested, but we can't say she has agreed. We keep pushing them on that. The Irish government, the British government, hopefully the Irish government and the Northern Ireland executive, we get one up and running, should be the overall people in charge of this. And the North-South Ministerial Council is there. If it's re-established, then I think this is the kind of work that they could do. It's a pot of money that can be used to protect people. I don't see why we wouldn't do it.